Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I mean, it's kind of a moment like when we started seeing coffins coming home from Iraq. Or you started seeing real combat footage.
Look, this is not about red states and blue states. It's literally about life and death.
Don't you think that's a little extreme?
We're trying to send a signal to the American people that they don't need to be running around in fear. We're able to make up our own minds, our own decisions.
We're all adults here. Let's reason this out.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Madam Speaker, you are not God.
You have no power here.
Your will does not bend the forest or shake the mountains. What makes this nation special is that in this free land, the people are the royalty. So arrest us if you will, but I will not cower. And I will not bend.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're going to talk a little bit about this this Delta variant. As there the new TDS. It's now DDS. Delta. Delta derangement syndrome. But first, we must do a little bit more speculation on what exactly was on Joe Biden's chin that he found so appetizing that he had to eat it after he took it off of his chin today. Can you tweet out that close-up shot, Taylor? Because until I saw the close-up shot, I couldn't tell that it was orange. But it's definitely kind of a yellowish-orange color, whatever the hell it is.
Somebody thinks it could be Jell-O, a little piece of orange Jell-O. I'm thinking it has the consistency.
He's a Jell-O.
He's
a Jell-O type of guy. You know,
yeah.
I don't think many people under the age of 80 eat Jell-O anymore. It's just kind of gone out of style. But I think a Jell-O though tends to melt, doesn't it?
No,
it doesn't.
No,
I always thought Jell-O melted. Of course, I haven't been eating much of it since I had a choice about what I was eating.
Your Jell-O melted. You were making it wrong.
I guess I was. But anyway, tweet out the close-up shot so people can speculate on what it is that was stuck to his chin, which he ate. He was a if people are just tuning in and they haven't heard, Joe Biden was at this wildfire briefing today. With some Western state governors, and he had something on his chin. So one of the aides handed him a piece of paper and said, "Sir, there's something on your chin." We know this because he turned the piece of paper around and began writing on the back of it so we could see what it said. And so he takes the whatever it was off of his chin, studies it carefully, and then eats it. So this is, Grace printed this up for me. This is a story about the president's eating habits. This was from the Washington Post. In the vice president's residence, this is from his former chef, the staff was instructed to keep the kitchen stocked with vanilla chocolate chip Haagen-Dazs ice cream, Special K cereal, one bunch of red grapes, it's none of those, sliced cheese.
That's not cheese.
No, it could be. It's the color of some kinds of cheese, but it's not cheese. Six eggs. Grace thought it might be like the yolk of a hard-boiled egg, but it's not that color. Sliced bread, no. Tomato from the garden, no. And at least two apples on hand at all times, no. According to a preference sheet they kept at the home, Mr. Biden's drink of choice, orange Gatorade. That's scary right there. Orange Gatorade. So we don't know what it was. The staff was told not to serve leafy greens at events because Mr. Biden did not want to be photographed with any leaves in his mouth. I can understand that. But this was not a leaf, and it was not in his mouth. 844-500-4242. I think this is one of the craziest things. This is another indication of how liberals feel so so invulnerable from criticism that they don't, they say insane things and don't even think about it and don't even think that there will ever be any brushback. But there's somebody, I never heard of him, called Ian Millhiser. I get, he has a blue check mark. He is a senior correspondent for the left-wing website Vox and senior policy analyst for Center for American Progress. Is that a Soros group? He put out a tweet yesterday, and he's calling on Congress to punish unvaccinated Americans by increasing the income tax rate for unvaccinated individuals to 99%. Now, apparently, you know, despite being a senior policy analyst and a senior correspondent, not a junior correspondent and not a junior policy analyst, a senior policy analyst, he hasn't studied the numbers that say that blacks and Hispanics are getting fewer vaccinations percentage-wise than white people are. So basically, could you call this a new poll tax? You could. This is a new poll tax that's being advocated by this moonbat with a trimmed beard. He's looks like a Brooklyn hipster. Congress should increase the income tax rate on taxpayers who are unvaccinated and who have no legitimate religious or medical reason to be unvaccinated to 99%. New paragraph. This could be done through reconciliation. Really? It could, huh? So based on someone's constitution beliefs, their constitutional beliefs to lead their constitutional rights to lead a life without government mandates being imposed upon them, government restrictions being imposed upon them, they could have their tax rate increased to 99%, which would make them basically slaves. I guess he wants to restore slavery. Per the recent report by the Kaiser Family Foundation, as of July 19th, less than half of black and Hispanic people have received at least one COVID-19 vaccination dose in the vast majority of states reporting data. So he wants to enslave over half of the black and Hispanic population. So this guy, Stephen Chiang, he's another blue check mark from California. So you want to disproportionately tax black, brown, and other people of color at a higher rate. Racist. But this is how insane they are. They've lost it. And it's not even that serious. This is the CDC's own data. Well, then we'll go back to the phone lines. Out of 161 million U.S. residents who were fully vaccinated as of July 19th, those are, I guess, the latest numbers, just 5,601 caught a severe breakthrough infection and were hospitalized. That works out to 0.35 of 1% of the protected population. 0.35 of 1%. Okay? When it comes to deaths, the risk is even lower, with just 1,141 vaccinated people dying from a COVID-19 breakthrough infection. That works out to 0.7 of 1% of those fully jabbed. But they want to shut down they want every kid in America to have to go to school wearing a mask. Every teacher in America, every person who works as a staffer in a school in America should be wearing a mask. Everyone in Los Angeles County who goes to school is going to have to be tested once a week, even if they've been fully vaccinated. And these are the people who are vaccinated. 0.7 of 1% have died since they were vaccinated. Is this that serious of a problem? 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, is Jeff Deal too much of a milquetoast to stake out a aggressive anti-mask position in contrast to Charlie Baker? Or is he a Scott Brown, Mitt Romney, Charlie Baker Republican?
Well, I mean, Dave, he can't really do anything until Charlie Parker takes a stand on it. Right now, Charlie Parker is kind of dancing around it. I think I was talking to someone who knows Charlie Parker a little bit, and he said that Charlie Parker understands, this the governor of Massachusetts, that if he comes out with a mask mandate, that's the end for him. He can't get through the, forget the general election, he can't get through the primary if he tries it again, Dave. So that's why I'm thinking, despite what the way everybody voted in the poll yesterday saying he wants to return the mandate, and again, in his dreams, yeah, of course he wants to go back to the daily press conferences, lecturing and hectoring people and telling them what bad people we are for wanting a turkey that weighs more than 10 pounds at Thanksgiving. But I don't think he's got the stones to do it, Dave.
Well, that's why I think it might be smart for Deal to put him on the defensive right away so that he doesn't get some sort of false sense of security. Because if I have to listen to that guy for another year, I'm going to drive into a bridge above.
You and everybody else, Dave, there's no question about it. That's another reason. That's again, why he won't do it. Nobody has any stomach for this. Nobody. Again, the unions are turning on the government. The unions are turning on the private businesses. You know, Cuomo is talking. He was talking last week. We're gonna go out and we're gonna knock on doors and get people out there and force them. Now today he's begging businesses again to come back to the city and to open up their offices because all these little businesses that rely on the office workforce in Manhattan, in the skyscrapers, they're all going to be gone. They rely on those people for the lunch trade, for the lunch hour shopping trade, for the after dinner drinks trade, and they're gone unless these people come back. He can't threaten people anymore. They can't do it. I don't know. I don't think this is going to work out for him. I don't think Delta is going to be if that's the hill they're going to die on, they may perish on that hill. Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse, yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray can be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you could protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What was Ron Popeil's greatest invention? The pocket fisherman, the glass and bottle cutter, the Vegematic, the Ronco rotisserie grill, the rhinestone stud setter, Mr. Microphone, smokeless ashtray, inside the egg scrambler, or the buttoneer.
And there are others we know, but I'm voting for the smokeless ashtray.
That is polling at 4%.
4%?
Yep.
Ugh.
It is in third to last place. 22% say the rotisserie grill, 23% say the pocket fisherman, and 32% say the Vegematic.
All right, the Vegematic. I think didn't they change the name of the Vegematic at some point? I think they did. 603 has got a limerick. He's going up against Limerick Guy. There once was a guy named Joe. His dementia is starting to show. He ate something off his chin after reading from his notes again, and the media will just let it go. Not bad. Not bad. 860, why are all these people so upset if their fellow citizens are not vaccinated? If a vaccination protects me, not them, I can still get it, but will likely be asymptomatic. Because it's not about health. It's about power. It's about control. It's about telling other people what to do. And again, they are so ignorant, most of them. They get their news from the alt-left media. They don't know. They think they're lecturing and hectoring and feeling superior to bitter clingers, deplorables. They don't realize the fact that percentage-wise, there's a higher group level of blacks and Hispanics that are not getting the vaccine than white people. I don't think they'd care anyway. They'd just say, oh, that's just facts news, as Joe Biden called it yesterday, facts news. 844-500-4242. It wouldn't be the mayor of Provincetown. It would be probably some selectman or select, I guess they call it a select person, was on CNN this morning talking about 800 people who were vaccinated and tested positive for COVID. Seven were admitted to the hospital and now all are out with no deaths or any serious illness. The CNN host was caught by surprise laughing out loud. Of course, like I said, of course they're caught laughing by surprise. They don't pay attention to the news. I mean, even if they wanted to ask Joe Biden the tough question, most of them couldn't do it because they don't get any news from anywhere except Twitter, maybe Instagram. That's it. Facebook. They don't know what's going on, and they don't care to. It's just as long as they reflect the prejudices of their cohorts, their colleagues, their associates, their fellow Kool-Aid drinkers. That's all they care about. Sheila, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sheila.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I watching the news this morning, and I made a list of stuff, and I'll try to go through it pretty quickly. First one on the top of my list is I think it's Joe Homan, the former ICE director.
Tom Homan. We've had him on the show many times. Yes.
He was saying this morning that he received an email from a high official in the ICE that the gentleman was retiring because
right. He
can't face his men anymore, telling them that they can't do the job that they're supposed to do. Their hands
right.
are tied.
Yeah, I saw that. He said much the same. This was one of the higher-ranking officials down on the in the Rio Grande sector, I think they call it. And he said he was retiring. He just couldn't take it anymore. And, that was exactly what happened, Sheila. Anything else?
And the other thing, does anybody else look at the method in which that Hunter Biden does his paintings? I mean, I've seen a few pictures, and he does it, like, with a straw.
A metal straw.
Yeah, so like he's, is it kind of the same sort of straw that he used to?
Yeah, hey. Yeah, Sheila. I think a lot of people have noticed that he uses the same kind of straw that's usually associated with snorting cocaine. But, he's kind of far beyond snorting cocaine. Snorting cocaine will only take you so far, and then you want to get a little more of a rush, and that's when you switch over to crack cocaine, and he's a crack cocaine guy. That's why he left the pipe in the rented car that he'd, where he left his brother's pass. And that's where he there's a recent picture of him with his brother's, his sister-in-law, his brother's widow. And they're talking and he's smoking crack while they're talking. That's the latest thing to come off. Yeah, it's very ironic. As somebody said earlier this week, first we had Vincent Van Gogh, the famous painter. Now we have Hunter Biden, who should be known as Vincent Van Snow, because cocaine is a hell of a drug, and crack cocaine is even more of a hell of a drug. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, Joe Biden, he claims he's not worried about it, not worried about Peter Ducey, even though he yells at him every once in a while, and he's not concerned about the news, the top-rated cable news channel. But he thinks about it. He mentioned it again yesterday in his...
Alabama Republican governor... Kay Ivey recently spoke out to encourage vaccination, and even the commentators on facts who have been belittling this for a long time.
Even the commentators on facts. Well, the top-rated guy on Facts News Channel is Tucker Carlson, and he had a really funny piece last night. You know, when Billy Bulger was the president of the Senate in Massachusetts, he would have a St. Patrick's Day breakfast, and if anybody ever wore a weird outfit or an ill-fitting suit, he would always look at him, do a double take, and say, "How long do you have to wear that before you win the bet?" So there was a moment like that last night yesterday. The Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, I know his name, you know his name, Joe Biden doesn't know his name, even though he appointed him. Lloyd Austin got off the plane. He was going, I think, to the Philippines for consultations, probably about China. And he comes off, he's been vaccinated twice. You know, he's presiding over this crackdown, not only on critical race theory and so-called white supremacy, but also on people who are unvaccinated. And he's vaccinated twice. He's taken the shots. He's in no danger whatsoever. But he comes off the plane. And Tucker Carlson had the video of it. He comes off the plane. He's not only wearing, I think, one or two masks. He's wearing one of those face guards, like a plexiglass shield. It would be, if you wanted to rob a bank, this is the perfect disguise, because they could never identify you. So he comes off the plane, even though he's vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and he's got this plexiglass thing on his face along with the masks. He doesn't shake hands with anybody. He's just doing the elbow bump or the fist bump. Sometimes I just think this is theater, including up to and including Joe Biden. You know, as he's, you know, yesterday he announces the mask mandate and then stumbles away from the podium, not even wearing a mask. But it was like the Secretary of Defense was all in on this charade. So Tucker played the cut, the video of Lloyd Austin in his multiple masks and plexiglass shield. And I just got to listen to some of what he said. Cut 20.
Today, the Secretary of Defense appeared in public wearing this costume. That's Mr. Lloyd Austin, ladies and gentlemen, the man in charge of our weapons systems. What's he got on there? Is that a welder's mask? Is it a dental visor? Has Lloyd Austin been cleaning teeth this morning?
And then he mentions something that it was an unkind thing that he said, but it's true. Referring to the fact that the people who are in danger from this disease are the very elderly, the very sick, and the obese. Okay? Cut 21.
Looks like Lloyd Austin is just terrified of COVID. Well, then why doesn't he lose weight? Quite a bit of weight, actually. That's a good question. That would be the rational response. So, of course, he has not even considered that.
And so then the aides are coming down the stairs behind him. And, you know, they've got the same garb, cut 22.
Lloyd Austin instead got the vaccine. But he is still so petrified of corona that he put a windshield over his face and demanded that all of his dutiful little minions do the same. An entire army of dental hygienists. Watch out, China. Move against Taiwan and we'll scrape the tartar off your molars.
And finally, his conclusion about who was running the U.S. Defense Department. Cut 23.
And yet, even after all of those comically elaborate precautions, Lloyd Austin still looks scared for his life. Notice how he bumps their hands instead of shaking them. How long before Lloyd Austin is wearing surgical gloves in the shower and zip-tying garbage bags around his feet? The United States military is being run by a neurotic cat lady. Our entire government is at this point.
844-500-4242. 860 wants to know, what channel is Fax News on? I don't know. Look, it's if you want to find out, you can go to faxnews.com.
What time is Police Blotter Fox Friday today?
Last night, when I heard him say it, I thought he was confusing. I thought he was saying the word fax, and that he was somehow going back to the 1980s and thinking of fax machines. But it's obviously he was referring to Fox News Channel. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul. You there, Paul? Summer, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Summer.
Hi, Howie. Hi. Love your show. I listen all the time.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you what I do when I'm, you know, pressured by anybody in the liberal arena. I just say, you know, what happened to my body, my choice.
I know. Yeah, it's better when a woman says it, Summer, but I think of that, right? You know, hands off my, you know, what another one was, it was a little cruder, right? Hands off my uterus, right? I mean, hands off my arm. Isn't it the same thing?
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's men trying to control your body, right? That's what they kept saying. Misogynistic men trying to control your body. What's going on here then? I'd like to know.
Yeah. If men could get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament. But you can't say that anymore, Summer, because they tell us that men can get pregnant, right?
Making me laugh. Yeah, oh my God. That's crazy. Thank you. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Summer. I just thought of that. Someone sent me a meme today that said the party that tells us that men can become pregnant now wants to censor misinformation on the internet. I thought that was a pretty good description of the situation we're in. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. One of my clients, I've kind of disconnected from this COVID story, but one of my clients called me earlier this week that I manage money for, with some story about Alabama. A doctor had posted something about 20-year-olds were dying. They were begging for the jab, right? So he sent me the article over.
Yeah.
I read the article. And she posted this thing on Facebook, and then a local Alabama paper, Alabama.com, picked it up, ran with the whole story. So immediately after I read the article, I called the Alabama Department of Health.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, spoke to a nice person there, and I said, do you have a lot of 20-year-olds dropping? And she said no, and she said, and she showed me the state dashboard. She said we're down to one death a day.
Yeah,
and there's no 20-year-olds.
I think that was a nurse who
under 17.
John, that was a nurse who posted that, and it was totally blown up as soon as she posted it. Correct, I believe it was.
Right. Yeah. No, she was actually a doctor. Believe it or not.
Oh, she was a doc. Oh, that's right. She was. You're right. She was a doctor, a female doctor. Yeah, and it was all BS. It was like, this has been going on from the beginning. Remember the motorcyclist, the young motorcyclist in Orlando who had an accident on the interstate? COVID. You know, two people shoot each other to death in rural Colorado. COVID. Somebody drinks himself to death. A 0.55 alcohol level in his blood. COVID. You know, and this was all going on. And one of the stories I remember from Pennsylvania last year, they were listing the number of COVID deaths per county. And so some of the local newspaper reporters went to the coroners and they said, we want to do a human interest story on the COVID victim. And the coroner, a medical doctor, his part-time job, said, what the hell are you talking about? And the reporter, in two cases at least, said, well, go to the dashboard. It's right up there. This county has had these deaths from COVID. They knew nothing about it. The coroners knew nothing about it. It was one of these. I don't even know if they tested positive, so they died with COVID, or the hospitals were just making stuff up to get the money. But this is the thing. I mean, even the numbers they're putting out are suspect. This whole thing that the CDC sent out, which is not it's not peer reviewed, to use one of their favorite words, peer reviewed. They took a study from India, which has been discredited apparently, and the report. This is the CDC report. It was primarily offering advice on how the CDC should handle communication challenges now that evidence suggests that even those jabbed are getting infected and spreading the virus. And it expressed concern about how the findings may, quote, reduce public confidence in vaccines. Well, what's reducing public confidence is the fact that the stories are changing every day, every hour, it seems like. That's what's reducing the confidence. And again, you know, they were also threw into this report those province town statistics, the 800 testing positive, which led to 7 hospitalizations and nobody dead. So they want to mask up the whole country based on that and a discredited Indian study, and nothing is quote unquote peer reviewed. Thanks for the call, John. Stephen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, Howie, I just wanted to be the first to declare this. Tucker Carlson did not kill himself. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. I think he has a pretty good security force at this point. 844-500-4242. Joan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joan.
Hey, yeah, Howie, I think what's on Joe's chin, Mandarin Orange. That's my guess.
Yeah.
I think that's a China joke, Mandarin Orange.
Oh, I get it, Joan, but it could be an orange. It's there.
Yeah.
It might be. It really. Are you serious, or was that a joke?
Both.
I think it could be both. I agree. According to that Washington Post slobber fest about his eating habits, though, he's not into oranges. He's an apple guy. The only orange thing he likes is Orangeade. Ugh.
Well, that was a few years ago when that came out, right?
No, I think it was new. I think it's a new story.
Is it?
Because yeah. I don't think the current chef is supposed to be talking. You know, it's just part of the confidentiality agreement. But the guy who gave him the Washington Post that information was the old chef at the vice presidential.
That's what I'm saying. So those are older eating habits that are being reported.
Do you think since then
maybe Joe's tastes have changed? Maybe his teeth have softened.
So you think in his late 70s, his eating habits have
changed? I think he needs a softer fruit than an apple now.
I guess that is a possibility. Sometimes his dentures do seem to be slipping a little bit. He needs to be carrying some Polident with him in addition to a few other aids, shall we say. And I don't mean aids with an E, I mean aids with, supplements, shall we say. All right. We'll be right back, 844-500-4242. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. These are great. These are good. They come wrapped in foil just like candy. They taste good. You take a couple with you when you leave in the morning, and you're set for the day. Everybody, including the President of the United States, needs something to help promote brain blood flow and support his overall cognitive health. And that's where Superbeats Heart Chews come in. That's where their Memory and Focus is their newest product to help promote that brain blood flow that everyone needs, especially as you get older. Research has shown, are you taking notes, Mr. Biden, on the back of that card that says something's on your chin? Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Superbeats Memory and Focus supports brain blood flow.
You know the thing.
The thing, right. Superbeats Memory and Focus supports memory alertness and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Superbeats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. You ever hear of the BDNF?
What's that all about?
I'll tell you what it's all about. Healthy levels of BDNF, Mr. President, a key neuroprotein, are essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. And like other Superbeats products, Superbeats Memory and Focus were crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and feature clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. Do what I did and support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Get your Superbeats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. When you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. It's a great deal. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Traveling around New England.
All right. I've never been to Connecticut.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarshow.com.
Hang on, fellas. I actually have been to Connecticut one time.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
603 says, I think that stuff on President Biden's chin had to be a condiment of some kind, because truckers eat a lot of sandwiches when they're out on the road.
Hello, I'm a truck.
just. Before we go back to the phone lines, this is the 7th anniversary.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
Hola!
Hello, I'm a truck.
Yeah, that's the one I like. This week is the 7th anniversary of a tornado that roared through Revere, which is just north of Boston. And it did a lot of damage, but a website today, or the last couple of days, posted a local TV news report, and they were with an eyewitness, a resident of Revere, and the resident of Revere was describing the damage that the tornado had done and the wreckage. And it's one of the most Boston lines ever in a TV newscast. Listen.
And just as quickly as it came, it was gone. Debris everywhere.
That's actually the Dunkin' Donuts sign. We're not sure if that belongs to that Dunkin' Donuts on that side or the one behind the Sunoco gas station.
Again, how Boston is it? There's so many Dunkin' Donuts in the area. They don't, you know, this little micro tornado comes in and takes down, they're not even sure which one, because they're right next to each other, basically. That's Dunkin' for you. Ethan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, Howie, hold on. I got the speaker. There, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. So you mentioned the variants and the efficacy. So what they're doing with the breakthrough cases, what they're doing is they're just scaling down, because they don't want breakthrough cases. So all they're doing is tampering down or doing down the cycles on the test, and they're getting fewer false positives, because they don't want that. It's bad air, bad press. But Howie, what are we all know is there's so much BS with all of this. What are we going to do? We got, Homeland Security, FBI, and the CIA, all big government has gotten so big, and big intelligence is an oxymoron.
Yeah.
They're spying on us. Where does this end? I mean, you know, I think a lot of us are starting to question. Wait, by the way, the FBI now, that guy named Baked Alaska or whatever, was in on the January 6th thing.
I know. People have been asking, are they going to prove that the FBI was involved in planning the January 6th, quote-unquote, insurrection, the way they planned the kidnapping of the alleged kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan? You know, and if you haven't been following that case, there were 12 FBI informants against the six people in the militia. And it turns out that the FBI agents or cooperating witnesses or informants, whatever you want to call them, were actually doing more of the plotting. They were paying these six people who are now defendants in this federal criminal case. They were paying them to come into hotels, putting them up for the weekend with federal money to plan this thing. I mean, it was a total sting operation, just like they ran in the past on the American Communist Party and the Ku Klux Klan. Thanks for the call, Ethan. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Tarr.